$600 is not enough, and those in power know it. No one who has been struggling during these hard times needs explain to them why $600 is not enough. It just isn't. My rent alone is $1,000. $600 might cover my Christmas shopping, gee thanks. But what good are presents if you have to put them under a tree near your tent camp in Central Park? And in case you think I'm being dramatic about that, know that every major city in this country now hosts at least one Hooverville, homeless camp, or as it's now known, Tent City. Also know that these haven't just popped up due to coronavirus, but many have been in place since the 2008 crash. The corporate news has been sweeping them under the rug as best they can, which makes me utterly sick. We have entire musicals dedicated to the Hoovervilles of the 1930s, but for the past 12 years, we've been afraid to call our problems anything but more than an economic downturn. We have been gaslit by Wall Street this entire time, and it's only now that some of the comfortable are cottoning on to it. So, let me millennials explain why. Because millennials have been experiencing the brunt of this depression gaslighting. Did you know that our generation has done financially worse than every older generation every year since 2008? Did you know that at the height of the recession depression in 2010, millennials experienced a 25% unemployment rate, the same rate as it was during the depression of the 1930s? No. Most millennials don't even know that, because boomer media was more interested in blaming us for our poverty than acknowledging the situation. So trust me when I tell you that we know what it feels like to be gassed. So now, let's tie all this bitching back into the stimulus at hand. Because the question of the day isn't, why did we only get $600? The question really is, why do our leaders consistently give us as little as they possibly can get away with? This is a philosophy employed by business leaders and should only make sense in that context. Our representatives don't get more money for themselves if less money goes directly to the people, so why should they waste their own vacation time haggling over the size of the check when it's our tax money to begin with? On the one hand, they know they can't get away with giving us nothing. There would be public outcry. On the other hand, most politicians are funded by large corporate donors. Donors who will directly benefit from funding that does not go to the people. So, when politicians are negotiating what money goes where for the stimulus, they are negotiating between appeasing us and giving their corporate donors as much of our tax money as they can without causing public outcry. But they know as long as they give us something, as long as they make excuses and string us along, we won't cry out. Because they are very good at conditioning us to get less and less each time. And we all say, well, what do we expect? That's how it is. We don't get money for free. Meanwhile, our tax money piles up in their corporate accounts faster than we've ever seen before. So this is why it doesn't matter whether they give us $1,200 or $600. Because each time they give us money, they're going to make it look like they're fighting harder and harder to be able to give us any money at all. And at the end of the day, we are going to get conditioned to receive nothing. And the companies to receive everything.